Many feel that the United States is losing its competitive edge, especially in the global economy. K through 12 education is a particular concern to you. I know that you are co-chairing a commission at the Council on Foreign Relations. How can students prepare themselves better to compete in the world economy?
Well, I am very concerned about the state of K-12 education. I've said it may be our greatest national security threat because as a country, Americans as a people, we are not united by blood or ethnicity or religion. We are united by a belief that you can come from humble circumstances and you can do great things. And the key to that has always been education. Today, when I can look at your zip code and tell whether or not you're going to get a good education, we've lost something very important. And so I would say to students that they must demand of themselves excellence. And teachers should demand of our students excellence, because our students, our young people, are not competing just in the United States. They're competing in a global economy. And it means that we have to have excellent skills in math and science, something that's slipped in this country. We have to have people who can read. Many of our kids can't read by the time they're third grade. They're not going to read. And I'm a great believer in a broad education. It really makes my skin crawl when I hear people say, well, music and the arts, that's extracurricular. Because I know that through performance and through learning music and the arts, not only do people become broader, but they become more confident. And so a broad education, demand for excellence among our teachers, that will get us back on track. And we're still the most creative and innovative people in the world, and so I'm an optimist about America's future.
And as you know, so many World Affairs Councils really have, as part of their program, bringing students into their programs and providing extra activities for teachers and training.
Yes, and I've been associated with World Affairs Councils around the country and my own in the Bay Area, and the World Affairs Councils have wonderful programs for kids that really give them a window on the world. Invite them to hear great speakers who've had experiences in the world. And I would hope that that extends into the classroom. We need to know other cultures. We need to know the histories of other people. Kids can start learning a foreign language when they're 9 or 10 years old, and we now know that they'll know it a lot better because it imprints in a different way. And so I would encourage our students to care about the world, learn about the world. The truth is, we're not all the same. We're very different, but that's why it's exciting to learn about international politics.
Thank you so much, Dr. Rice.
Thank you. Pleasure to be with you.